Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातान् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावदैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 2nd, entitled Divinity and Divine Service, verse number 12.
Tatsraddhana munayo Jnana vairagya yuktaya Pasyanti atmani chatmanam Bhaktya srutagrihitaya Tatsraddhana munayo Jnana vairagya yuktaya Pasyanti atmani chatmanam Bhaktya srutagrihitaya Tatsraddhana munayo Jnana vairagya yuktaya Pasyanti atmani chatmanam Bhaktya srutagrihitaya
word meaning tat that sraddhanah seriously inquisitive munayah says jnana knowledge vairagya detachment yuktaya well equipped with pasyanti see atmani within himself cha and Atmanam, the Paramatma. Bhaktya, in devotional service. Sruta, the Vedas. Grihitaya, well received. Translation: the seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Srutis. Purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord, Vasudeva, or the personality of Godhead, who is the full-fledged absolute truth. Brahman is His transcendental bodily effulgence, and Paramatma is His partial representation. As such, Brahman or Paramatma realization of the absolute truth is but a partial realization. There are four different types of human beings: the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, and the devotees. The karmis are materialistic, whereas the other three are transcendental. The first class transcendentalists are the devotees who have realized the Supreme Person. The second class transcendentalists are those who have partially realized the plenary portion of the Absolute Person. And the third class transcendentalists are those who have barely realized the spiritual focus of the Absolute Person. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, the Supreme Person is realized by devotional service. Which is backed by full knowledge and detachment from material association. We have already discussed the point that devotional service is followed by knowledge and detachment from material association. As Brahman and Paramatma realizations are imperfect realizations of the absolute truth, so the means of realizing Brahman and Paramatma, that is the path of Jnana and Yoga, are also imperfect means of realizing the absolute truth. Devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge, combined with detachment from material association, and which is fixed by the oral reception of the Vedanta Sruti, is the only perfect method by which the seriously inquisitive student can realize the absolute truth. Devotional service is not therefore meant for the less intelligent class of transcendentalists. There are three classes of devotees, namely first, second and third class. The third class devotees or neophyte, who have no knowledge and are not detached from material associations, but who are simply attracted by the preliminary process of worshipping the deity in the temple, are called material devotee. Material devotee are more attached to material benefits than to transcendental profit. Therefore, one has to make definite progress from the position of material devotional service to the second class devotional position. In the second class position, the devotee can see four principles in the devotional line. Namely, the personality of Godhead, His devotee, the ignorant, and the envious. One has to rise himself at least to the stage of a second-class devotee and thus become eligible to know the absolute truth. A third-class devotee, therefore, has to receive the instructions of devotional service from the authoritative source of Bhagavata. The number one Bhagavata is the established personality of devotees, and the other Bhagavatam is the message of Godhead. The third class devotee, therefore, has to go to the personality of a devotee in order to learn the instruction of devotional service. Such a personality of devotee is not a professional man who earns his livelihood by the business of Bhagavatam. Such a devotee must be a representative of Sukadeva Goswami, like Suta Goswami, and must preach the cult of devotional service for the all-around benefit of all people. A neophyte devotee has very little taste for hearing from the authorities. Such a neophyte devotee make a show of hearing from the professional man to satisfy his senses. This sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. So one should be very careful about the faulty process. the holy message of Godhead as inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam are undoubtedly transcendental subjects, but even though they are so, such transcendental matters are not to be received from the professional man who spoils them as the serpent spoils milk simply by the touch of his tongue. A sincere devotee must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literature like the Upanishad, Vedanta and other literature left by the previous authorities or Goswamis for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literatures, one cannot make actual progress, and without hearing and following the instructions, the show of devotional service becomes worthless and therefore a sort of disturbance in the path of devotional service. Unless therefore devotional service is established on the principle of Shruti, Smriti, Purana or Pancharatra authorities, the make show of devotional service should at once be rejected. An unauthorized devotee should never be recognized as a pure devotee. By assimilation of such messages from the Vedic literatures, one can see the all-pervading localized aspect of the personality of Godhead within his own self constantly. This is called Samadhi. Read again the translation once. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Srutis. So I seek permission and blessings from other devotees so that I can speak something which should be beneficial for everyone, for me. For me also. So now in this verse, Prabhupada is writing, this verse is describing about the process by which one can completely realize the absolute truth. The process is by following devotional service. And Prabhupada is writing, the seriously inquisitive student or sage will equipped, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realize that absolute truth. So the student has to be inquisitive. Without inquiring, without having inquisitive, he cannot achieve anything. Just by being in devotional service, it is very difficult to gain something. The inquisitiveness has to be there. Otherwise, what is going in devotional service, what is going around, one will just, his years and number of, the time and number of years will just count on, but he will not gain the realization until and unless he is serious about inquiring about devotional service, the process. In Bhagavad Gita, it said, Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. That means the student has to serve the spiritual master very humbly and inquire from him. And when the spiritual master is pleased by the service of the disciple, he bestows his mercy. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. Those tattva darshi who has already realized this knowledge, then they impart this knowledge to their disciple. When they see that disciple is very submissive, very humble, by pleased by their activity, he bestows his mercy. By rendering service, one gets mercy of Guru, and by that, the knowledge what he has received, the information what he has received, make some sense in his life, and he applies that in his life to further make progress in devotional service. So here in this verse it is said that by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from Vedanta Shruti. So one is performing devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this service is often done through the devotee of Krishna. As in the purport also said, that later on that Bhagavata, two types of Bhagavata is there. One is person Bhagavata and second is book Bhagavata. So by serving the person Bhagavata, one very easily gets connected to Supreme Personality of God. There is a process of deity worship where one serves the deities and learn how to serve him, and he gets emotional attachment. But the next is also this next is also very important of serving his pure devotee. And even if you are not finding any pure devotee, just serve in the mission of pure devotee, where there are so many devotees are there, sadhakas are there, who are trying to perfect their life. By serving them, we make our life successful. So Krishna loves that someone is serving his devotee. It is said that if you love me, love my dog. So anything which is related to a person which is very dear to him, if you serve that person in that way, or his representative, if you serve him, then that person becomes very much happy. Similarly, Krishna becomes happy when we serve his devotee or the mission of his pure devotee. Many times you may not be serving directly a pure devotee, but you may be serving his instruction, what is available through his instruction. We may be engaged in that activity, and by engaged in that activity, we actually perfect our life. Suta Goswami, just by rendering service to his spiritual master, Vyasadeva, he was engaged in the service of Vyasadeva. He was not a regular student who was studying the Vedas under him. He was just a very menial, humble student who was serving the different orders of the spiritual master. And by this service of his, Vyasadeva completely got satisfied. And one day he embraced Suta Goswami and he said, "Whatever knowledge I am having, I am just giving to you." So he did not go through the regular process of learning, but that same knowledge was imparted to him when his spiritual master was very much satisfied. The spiritual master of in our sampradaya, we see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was an illiterate person, but was he not a realized person? He was realized, completely realized. Externally, it may appear that he is illiterate, but all the essence of Vedic scriptures are revealed in his heart. How? Because he has served the spiritual master of him. He has realized absolute truth. And this absolute truth just cannot be realized by the materialistic process of studying. By materialistic process of studying, you may remember so many slokas. You may remember all the Bhagavatam. You may be very nice kathakar, but that will not change or transform the heart. There are many kathakar, it is said that they recite Bhagavatam very nicely, but after Bhagavatam they require bidi also. So that means they feel that this Bhagavatam is only for their material benefit, and this is of no use for their inner change. Similarly, there are many motivational speakers who motivates others, but they fail to motivate themselves. They fail to motivate themselves, and sometimes they commit suicide. Everyone goes through some difficult situations in his life, but if someone is committing suicide, that means what? And especially those who are in the position of leader, who are motivating others, that means they have failed to address themselves properly. So this Bhagavatam, the knowledge of this Bhagavatam, book Bhagavatam, one can remember, one can memorize, but unless and until it has gone into the heart, it will not change the person. And when this knowledge goes into the heart, when the Krishna sees that he is performing devotional service nicely, he is serving my devotee, and when such devotees are pleased, Krishna's are pleased, then he gives that understanding by which he can decipher whatever he has received, the information, the codes, what he has received from the scriptures, that code he can decipher at that time. Otherwise, it is simply a combination of different letters. It doesn't make any sense. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his one prayer says, "Akshar hoye naam nahi hoye," about the holy name. When we chant the holy name without any feeling, without having sincerity, just for the sake of I am completing my round, just making ticks on my different to-do list in my whole day schedule. So what happens in that? I am chanting the name of Krishna, but it is not the name of Krishna. It is just some alphabet. Ka, ra, sha, na. These are different alphabets, not combined together. So that's the Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, "Akshar hoye naam nahi hoye." So similarly, these codes of the scriptures, to decipher that code, you require the catalyst of a pure devotee. Or other, not a, even I can say that pure devotee, the devotees who are around you, those whom you don't consider, they are pure devotees. Even if they are pleased, you will make a lot of progress in your devotional life. Because Krishna and other pure devotees are seeing that he is serving his fellow members. He is trying to please them. So from imperfection, perfection will come. It is not that all around the person whom with we are staying, they have to be perfect in every aspect of their life or in devotional service. In whatever stage they are, if we start serving them, to please them, Krishna becomes happy. And the whole lot with whom we are staying or living advances together very nicely. It depends on the consciousness of the person who is serving the other devotees. Otherwise, this knowledge is just, it is useless. Like, if you are having different tools, but you don't know how to use the tools, then that all the different tools are just some objects which are of no use to you. Like if you are having drill machine, but you don't know how to drill, then what is of use? If some requirement is there, you can't do anything. Like sound system. If some new person comes and very advanced sound system is there, no one will able to process it or work on it. And he will confuse which button is there, what, how it operates. So although the system and everything is there, but if when you don't know, so then it becomes useless. Or if you know the some aspect of it, you are not able to fully utilize it, not with the 100% capacity. So similarly, the situation with us also. So there are different weapons, and if the all the like weapons are there, and a person who is going to attack the enemy, but he don't know how to operate the rifle or gun, for him the rifle is just like a stick. What he will do? He will just throw the rifle to kick someone. He will not be able to use it. Similarly, the situation with us also. So knowledge or information can't be applied in life, then it is of no use. In childhood, mother used to ask us sometime to bring vegetable from the market. But like children, they are having different conception of what is good, what is bad. So buying brinjal, I purchased very large size brinjal. I saw a very nice big one is there. I purchased that and bring my, to my home. And my mother chastised me. You are fool. These are all very mature brinjal, which are of no use. All the seeds are hard. Go and return. So you may select, seeing the shape of the vegetable, bhindi, okra, very long bhindi, but they are all mature. When you bite it, all the fibers will stuck in your teeth. So just by seeing, you don't come to the proper knowledge. Your own knowledge doesn't make things better. You have to depend on someone who is in a higher authority, then you can use it. Similarly, like a child, if you give a child 100 rupees note or 10 rupees coin, a small child, like three or four years, I don't know what is the, now internet and everything, they are very much able to operate very nicely, all the mobile phones, better than much of us, many of us. So such children who are not very familiar, they will prefer coin instead of 100 rupees note. Why? Because they don't know what is the value of this 100 rupees note. One example was there about one person who went to Sanatan Goswami and asked about what is the, I have heard that you have a very precious thing. He asked for parasmani actually. So Sanatan Goswami gave him that parasmani. But where was that parasmani lying? That was lying on the pile of garbage. He took that parasmani and went away. But after some time, he went to some distance. He then thought, if this is so much valuable, why he has kept in the pile of different garbage is there. So he again came back and asked him. So then he was revealed that this is not the highest thing. The highest thing is holy name of Krishna. Chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which can mitigate all the problems. How this chanting can mitigate all the problems of life. By stopping the cycle of birth and death, it may not elevate your physical problem. One must mind that this mantra is not meant for your elevation of physical problem. This mantra is meant for ultimate benefit. That means all the problems are related with this body. And till the time this body is there, different problems will come. So this mantra is not meant to elevate you from your material problem. From your material problem, that means whatever different problems we are facing in this body. So this mantra will help you to come out of the cycle of birth and death, where you don't have to accept this body, which is the cause of all problems. Na rahegi baans, na bajegi baansuri. So baans hi nahi rehni chahiye. So wo uske liye process hai, devotional service, chanting of the holy name. But if you want to play different good notes from this body also, then you would have to take care of this body according to different situation. Like you eat prasadam, food, to maintain this body. When you fall sick, you take some medicine. You can't say that, no, I will chant Hare Krishna mantra and cure myself. This mantra is the cure for all the disease. We can't apply. Then we will only suffer. And we will disturb our mind in such a way that we will not be even able to perform devotional service. This body is a vehicle by which we can perform devotional service. So we have to keep this body fit by which we can engage properly in devotional service. That's why Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in the list of his, swastha comes before sadhana. When your swastha is proper, health is proper, then you will be able to perform sadhana properly. Otherwise, when you are disturbed, your body is disturbed, your mind is disturbed, you will not be able to focus yourself on the chanting of the holy name, the process of devotional service. So we should always strive to keep our body fit and fine. And after trying also, one is not able to do, then it is not under one's control. So in that sense, one can take shelter of holy name, but not that whatever is happening with my body, I will not take care and I will just chant holy name. Then he will just keep his miseries expanding, increasing day by day. So absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord Vasudeva or the personality of Godhead. So why this absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service? There are other process. The other realizations are Paramatma realization, Bhagwan realizations, Brahman realizations. So Brahman realization and Paramatma realizations are not called full realizations. The knowledge aspect is there, but to experience that knowledge, the process is not there. Because when you serve in devotional service to the Lord, you are serving the person directly. And when you serve the person directly, you go through different emotions, what is related with that person. And when you go through that emotions, you come to know how you are serving that Lord, what you feel. So devotional service is not just a process where you simply sit and meditate. You physically engage yourself. And when you are not having that opportunity, that time you can meditate and do service. Like one Brahmana was there, which the story comes in NOI, that he was a very poor Brahmana. And he went to one katha. There he heard from the speaker that one can do deity worship even mentally. And by doing that service, one can get all the benefit what one is getting physically. So he started doing devotional service mentally. He used to bring all the waters from different rivers. He mentally evoked the river and go mentally to all the different rivers, collect the water in the pot. And he meditated that he is sitting at one place, performing abhishek to the Lord, dressing the Lord, making offering to the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And like that, he was performing his devotional service every day, sitting on the bank of a river. So what happened is, one day, when many years passed by, and he was cooking sweet rice for the Lord. And after the cooking of sweet rice, he wanted to offer it to the Lord. And he thought, let me check this sweet rice has been properly cooked or not. So he put his finger to check. But as soon as he put the finger, his finger got burned. And his meditation suddenly broke. And he was overwhelmed with, he was completely astonished that how this has happened. Because he was doing this service in meditation, there is no actual sweet rice there lying in front of him. But his finger got burned. And by this incident, the Narayan sitting in the Vaikuntha, he started laughing. And Lakshmi asked, "My Lord, why are you laughing?" Then he said, "My devotee is doing his devotion service and his finger has got burned." So immediately then from Vaikuntha Loka, the Vaikuntha Vimana came and took that Brahmana to the abode of Lord Vishnu. So that means he perfected his life by performing devotions. He went through all the emotions. Why? Because he served the Lord. Even mentally, he served the Lord with all the emotions. But if one don't have the idea, or if one is not attached to the personal form of the Lord, he will not be able to perform service to the Lord. And he will not go through the different emotions related with the Lord. When one go through these emotions, then he realizes the Supreme Lord. That's why it is said that absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord, Vasudeva, or the personality of Godhead. So this personal experience is not available in Brahman realization and Paramatma realization. That's why these two other processes are called not for the realization of full of this absolute truth. This process of sadhana bhakti, what we are doing, so we are practicing this sadhana bhakti, and we should keep on practicing this sadhana bhakti, and one day Krishna will be pleased by the sincerity of the sadhaka. And when Krishna is pleased, he gives the mercy. He situated as a Paramatma feature in the Lord, he gives the satisfaction, and then devotees is pleased within the heart. And here Prabhupada writes that three type of people are there there are three classes of devotees, namely first, second and third class. But before that he is saying about three classes of where one is materialist, other is jnanis, other is yogi, and fourth is devotee. Who are and in all that, karmis is materialist. Karmis are materialist, whereas the other three are transcendentalist. First class transcendentalists are devotees who have realized the Supreme Person. But further in the purport, Prabhupada writes that in this first class, that is devotees, there are three class. One is first class devotees, second is Uttam Adhikari, second is Madhyam Adhikari, and third is Kanishta Adhikari, neophyte devotees. So these three types of devotees, namely first, second and the third class, the third class devotee or the neophyte who has no knowledge and is not detached from material association. He is attached only for deity worship at the most. He has no attachment with devotees, no knowledge of the scriptures properly, and he keeps on fighting also with other devotees, Kanishta. So he is called material devotee. Material devotees are more attached to material benefits than material profit. For them, although they have come to devotional service, for them it appears that devotional service is a mean to benefit or enhance their material positions. In this category, many kathakar can also come. And even we can also come at different times of the day. It is not that we are on the same level all 24 hours of our day, or whole 7 day, or whole month or a year. We also pass through different levels of devotional aspect in our life or in our day-to-day life. Sometimes you will feel very high in devotional service, sometimes you will feel very low, sometimes you may... Our activities are like that. We are also using our devotional service as a tool to enhance our material prosperity, material aspects of our life. Therefore, one has to make definite progress from the position of material devotional service to the second class devotional platform. And in this platform, the devotee can see four principles in devotional life. What is that? Namely, the personality of Godhead, his devotee, the ignorant and the envious. In that position, one can completely know who is the supreme personality of Godhead. What is, who are his devotees, who are ignorant and who are envious. So such second-class devotee, he is merciful to everyone, but he avoids envious person who are envious of devotional service. He makes friendship with everyone except one who is envious. And one has to rise himself at least to the stage of second-class devotee and thus become eligible to know the absolute truth. From this process, this position, one can know the supreme absolute truth. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult. Even though one may be in Kanishtha level, one has to sincerely make his effort so that he can progress from third class level to second class. And ultimately, one has to go to first class. But at least one should strive not to remain at the level of Kanishtha Adhikari. A third class devotee therefore has to receive the instruction of devotional service from the authoritative source of Bhagavata. The number one Bhagavata is the established personality of Godhead, particularly the Guru. But many times the Guru is not available directly. Then his instructions are there in the form of book, like our Param Guru Srila Prabhupada is there. His books are available. His disciples are there who are guiding us. And many times they are also not there in front of us. Then their missions are there. Mission is there, under which we are serving. And while serving this mission, we serve whom we serve actually. We are serving different persons who are around us, assisting them in their activity. And by assisting them, actually, Krishna becomes happy. He sees that, okay, this devotee is trying to please my devotees. And he gives you satisfaction. We have seen that in Yatra, we get so much opportunity to serve devotees. And many times you may not be able to hear a lecture there because you are so much absorbed in such service where you are engaged in serving 4,000, 5,000 devotees directly or indirectly. But by serving them many times or serving that place, you feel much more satisfaction than by just hearing the lectures. From where this satisfaction is coming? What is the source? Paramatma is the source who is situated in your heart, and he sees that this devotee is trying to satisfy all the devotees. He is sincerely endeavoring hard so that the services can continue. One is cooking very hard, all engaged in fully in cutting vegetable like Sadbhuj Prabhu. He is engaged from morning 2 or 3 o'clock in the yatras. And by the time devotees come for Mangal Aarti and they go to their different, start their buses, his cutting has almost done. So all the day he's in, but you find him to be most blissful person, one of the most blissful person in the yatra. Although he's not going anywhere, any place, he's visiting any dham, but he's most blissful. Why? It is because he's serving the devotees. Similar are the devotees in the kitchen and different departments, they are serving day and night. You will not be able to see them in the pandal. They are all the time in their pandal, kitchen pandal, not in the main pandal, but they are always very happy. And they ask the experience of them about the yatra after the yatra finishes. They are bubbling with happiness. From where this is coming? This is simply coming from the person you are serving, the mission of person, and in that mission so many devotees are there. So this is the benefit of remaining in the association of devotee, that you get a chance, not a chance, many chances, to serve the devotees day and night. And by remaining at that station, you advance very fast. That's why it is said that we should not leave the association of devotees. We should be in association of devotees. And this devotional service, a sincere devotee must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literature like the Upanishad, Vedantas and other literature left by the previous authorities or Goswamis. For the benefit of his progress, without hearing such literatures, one cannot make actual progress. So this has to be based on authorized scriptures. That's why it is said that pancharatrikim vidihina utpata eva kalpate. When one does not follow the process of devotional service, what is described in the scriptures, and follow some concocted ideas of spiritual life, then what he is doing, he is just creating disturbance in the society. So, unless therefore devotional service is established on the principle of Shruti, Smriti, Purana or Pancharati authorities, the make so of devotional service should at once be rejected. An unauthorized devotee should never be recognized as a pure devotee. So anyone, if he is claiming himself to be a pure devotee, he should follow the process. At least he should follow the process and follow the proper procedure and proper book of literature of spiritual science of the Srimad Bhagavatam. By assimilation of such messages from the Vedic literature, one can see the all-pervading localized aspect of personality of Godhead within his own self constantly, and this is called samadhi. So when we perform our devotional service in this way, then one day we might achieve that position, that is samadhi, from where we will progress further. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki.